Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saint sincerity and stupidity.
I want to point out that you asked Kevin a football question just now, and I feel like I was in Bizarro World where
he knew the schedule.
He had knowledge of the next two opponents.
Kevin, did you watch the game?
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Kevin is like the olden days. It's just me and you until Juge gets done humiliating some 64-year-old woman with a fake hip and bursars or whatever. That's what he lives to eat healthy and humiliate women on the tennis court, preferably older women with health issues. It's his thing. So Kevin, it's been a while since you've been with us. How's life in St. Louis?
It's cold as shit up here. here's the thing. It's cold as shit and then it fluctuates. So last week there was a day where the temperature got high 60s. I think it even hit 70 at one point, and then within 2 days it was snowing again.
Oh my God, I can't take the cold. The pins and all, I'm crippled. I have like 6 or 7 pins in my body, arms and legs, and when it gets cold below like 40 degrees, I start to tingle like the you know, it's just awful. And you combine that with getting old. It just sucks. But listen, before we get to Saints stuff,
you wouldn't survive up here having to shovel snow.
No, jeez. Shovel snow. Can you shovel anything with one good arm? No.
No.
Jesus. So, the XFL debuted this weekend. Oh, by the way, I gambled on the XFL. I'm pretty sure that makes me a degenerate.
Been a degenerate already.
I know, but I bet against Dallas because they were 9.5-point favorite. I said, how can an XFL team be a 9.5-point favorite? We even know who are on these fucking teams. But on the flip side, I bet on the Roughnecks to cover 6.5 because I was like, it's the Houston team. I'll root for them. But I have to say, the XFL, it was fun. I like the new kickoff rules. I really like the fact that if you punt the ball out of bounds, it's a penalty. If it's a touchback, they start the ball. It's not a penalty, but they give you the ball at like the 35 or the 40-yard line. So basically, like, they're like, if you cross midfield, we don't want you punting. I like that. You know, I didn't know any of the players, but that didn't matter. My UDFA adopted son, he dropped the pass, Sammy Coates. So it was bad, but so you said, Kevin, did you catch any of it, or is it normal?
No, at first I decided, well, on Saturday I had a dinner party, so I couldn't watch any of the games. I followed it on Twitter. Everybody seemed to have like positive things to say. So I thought, all right, Sunday, I'm not going to have anything to do, so I'll watch the St. Louis team, the Battlehawks, caw-caw. I'll watch the Battlehawks, caw-caw. And when I went to tune in, I couldn't get it. The only reason is it was on ESPN, and I do not have cable. So I couldn't watch.
I feel
watch,
like Jim but, Hazlitt was born to be the Battlehawks coach.
Man, don't put that evil on us.
I saw the best part about the XFL, Los Angeles has already fired their defensive coordinator.
That's great. One game in.
I mean, he was one of the 10 best defensive coordinators in XFL history, and they just fire him like that? It's cold, man. But, you know, the thing is for me is I don't really care about NBA basketball, not Pelicans related. I don't like the MLS. So this feels like a sports void for me before baseball starts and the trash can banging, cheating Astros fire it up again in April. So this is going to be like a nice 10-week thing for me, you know, because there's no Saints news really for a while until March when free agency starts. Although we got some.
Everything's smooth sailing.
Oh, my God. I will say, we'll talk about this before Juge gets here because we'll talk about actual football with him. But, Kevin, I got to say, Gayle released that statement. I don't know if you saw it, but she went all in with, like, we did nothing wrong. We did support the church in their PR need. Greg Bensel was all above board. We told him to be honest and transparent. Like, she didn't back away in the slightest, which was kind of surprising. I thought she'd like sort of at least give herself a little wiggle room. She dove into the deep end of the pool and was like, nope.
So, here's the thing then. Then it sounds like it's from what you're telling me. Okay, one, I didn't read the statement. I'll obviously have to. But two, it sounds like you're telling me what she said is what Bensel put out in that first statement that the Saints had anyway. So it sounds like she's just repeating that or doubling down, however you want to phrase it. I mean, my position on this is clear. If the Saints only did what they said they did, then I think this will blow over.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And this shouldn't be a problem. But if what the lawyers for these victims are saying is true, and the Saints were somehow offering advice on who to throw under the bus or not, or, you know, how to go about wording things to make it I'm trying to think of the right word.
It's so hard because you haven't seen the emails, right? It could, like, right.
Exactly. Exactly. And those will come out. Those hopefully will come out at some point.
They're coming out.
They'll come out at some point.
Yeah.
So there's a settlement and everything gets locked down. But even then, I think they'll come out and then we'll know. And then we'll know completely, or we'll have a very good idea, and then we can make a judgment from there. I don't think it's smart to jump on either side to run around thinking that the Saints are completely innocent on this, or the opposite end, to say, oh man, the Saints were involved in this. I don't know. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wonder about it until
you see you got to see the email. And I don't trust fucking lawyers. Okay, I just don't. Like, I don't trust the Saints lawyers. I don't trust the lawyers for the victims, because lawyers in general are horrible fucking people. Sorry, Mr. Juge. I know you're listening, and I think you're a lawyer. But lawyers generally, I don't trust them. And they're going to spin it for their side. So until we actually see the emails, you just don't know. But I will say this. I would just like the Saints, just one off season, to not have the Viking and Pill scandal, Bounty Gate, you know, dealing with the Catholic Church. Because we just have a nice, easy, non-scandal off-season, no players getting arrested. Is that too much to ask? Although it would probably be bad for the news. We need the news, Kevin. But
for at least the next chunk of weeks, we'll have the XFL to talk about.
Are you a committed lifelong Battlehawks fan?
I feel weird saying I'm going to support the Battle Hawks, Kakaw, that's such a stupid name.
I mean, I got to give it up, man. Houston, they went for like dollar store Oilers, the Roughnecks. I mean, it basically is like any given Sunday. If they had a Houston team in any given Sunday too, it would be the Houston Roughnecks, and that's what their logo would look like. And you'd be like, that's the fucking Oilers. Or like those old-time football games you used to buy. They didn't license NFL, right? You know, like Mike Ditka football for the computer. The Houston Roughnecks would be on Mike Ditka football, you know? But I like it. It's nice, you know? The Vipers. I thought the nickname overall...
The Vipers... It's possible either the Battlehawks or the Vipers would be my two least favorite team names.
The Renegades. The Renegade was all right. Seattle Dragons. But people in the chat room, how many of you watched? Juju, you there?
Yeah, I can't find my headphones. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic. Enough. Good enough
really?
For this. Good enough for this podcast. No, you're fine. Andrew, did you watch any seconds of the NFL? I love the kickoff rule. I love the fact that you can go for three. That shit was wild.
Well, it's funny. So I did see a kickoff. I saw a handful of snaps. I mean, it was kind of just on in the background. It was whatever. I didn't know you could go for three, but my dad always had a running joke when I was a kid. You know, we would play right when Madden started being able to go for two for the first time. He'd be running up the score on me, and I'd say, hey, why are you going for two? You're already crushing me. And he would say, because I can't go for three.
Yeah, you can.
So it is kind of amazing that in the XFL, you actually can go for three now.
The funniest thing was – the game yesterday, Tampa was down 17-0, and Tressman kicked a sad field goal when they were down. And the announcers were like, dude, you got to go to score. You're only two possessions down. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah, you can go for 3-9-9. You'd be ahead. I like the fact that...
Dude, your dad sounds like a vicious asshole, and I absolutely adore him.
Well, he is a lawyer, so based on what Ralph said earlier about lawyers, it fits the profile.
We're going to have Mr. Juge back on the podcast. He can tell us stories of him just crushing Andrew and Madden.
Well, usually it went the other way.
So,
yes, every once in a while I'd throw him a bone.
I have a theory as we get to actual Saints news, kind of, Kevin, that, you know, we Saints fans have been talking about Taysom Hill. Should he be the starter? Should the Saints keep him? Should they move on from Breeze? And it's been sort of like the little band that everybody that not everybody knows about. And it's like your little band and you love them. And then they go national. Like, something's happened over the last like week and a half where like it's gone from we talk about Taysom Hill all the time on this podcast and on Twitter because you motherfuckers will listen to anything or click anything with Taysom Hill in the title. Do not lie to me. I've seen our numbers. We literally had the best day we've had in 3 weeks on Friday because me and Andrew rambled about Taysom Hill 15 minutes. 1,600 of you motherfuckers listened to that shit. I could put Taysom Hill recipe for lasagna, and you people would listen. But now, Kevin, Florio is doing all Taysom all the time. It's kind of weird that Taysom Hill, being this next big thing at quarterback, has gone from Saints Twitter to like around the country, and it's freaking me out that people are arguing, national people, if Taysom Hill is the next big thing at quarterback. Have you been up on it? Is it making you as uncomfortable as it's making me?
No. I think it's hilarious. In fact, I think you should just call this podcast title Taysom Hill. I think you should just call this podcast title Taysom Hill, Taysom Hill, XFL, Taysom Hill.
I think the title should be Sex Viagra XXX Nude Pics Taysom Hill.
I mean, but Andrew, is it fair to say Taysom Hill, not just among Saints fans, nationally, he infuriates people or delights people? I don't know, but Mike Florio would not be posting a Taysom Hill story every day if it wasn't getting fucking clicks.
I completely forgot until today that I hate follow the Falcoholic on Twitter. And I noticed that they tweeted that they were very annoyed at the Florio tweet about like how a team was maybe planning to come up with like a poison pill contract, like a 1 year, $15 million deal or whatever to make it more difficult for the Saints to match. And I saw the Falcoholic retweet that and say, why is he's a gadget player. He's a very good gadget player, but why is everyone saying that like someone's going to give up a first to make him a starter? He's not a starting QB. It's exactly like you said, it reconfirmed for me that there's all these people out there that hate him, and the analytic nerds just, they can't stand like, why does everyone think Taysom Hill's any good? And like, to me, it just makes it more hilarious. Like, the thing is, I don't know. Like, I've watched him a ton, and I still am unresolved on whether he can be a full-time starting quarterback or not. Like, I haven't decided that he can't be. I agree with some people that it's premature in saying he definitely is, but it's just hilarious to me how much he pisses other people off.
Well, Kevin, you're single, so you go on a lot of dates. So I'm going to do this analogy. So here's the thing. Like, the analytics nerds, they're like the person that goes on the first date and is like, this girl is sitting across from me. She can't decide what to fucking order. She's fidgety. She may or may not have bathed. I don't like her. She doesn't have a lot of potential. And then there's the other people that go on the first date, and they're like, I know nothing about her, but she could be my, she could be a future wife. She could be the mother of my children. She could be president. She could support my career in painting, and I don't have to work. I could be a stay-at-home dad.
She could be my wife.
My wife, yeah. So, like...
My wife.
So, that's the way that people... They view Taysom Hill from that prism. They either see that he hasn't done anything yet, and there's no way that you can make a guy who's never started an NFL game and is almost 30 your quarterback, or there's people that are like, you don't know how he could be. He could be fucking amazing. You don't know. And I feel like that's...
Or he could be that woman that randomly walks into houses and scares the shit out of the homeowner. Who knows?
How's that going? Is she contacted you, Kevin?
No. I have been left alone, thank God.
For all Kevin knows, she's probably married some Hollywood star. She's living in a mansion and has like two kids. Well, it happened too recently for two kids. Maybe she adopted a kid, has a couple puppies, drives a Bentley. I mean, is just living large right now.
Well,
brother, she was in her early 20s, somehow married and living in St. Charles, which is a suburb of St. Louis.
I'm going to guess that St. Charles in St. Louis is not as fancy as St. Charles in New Orleans. Is that a safe assumption?
You're talking St. Charles. I mean, you mean St. Charles Avenue, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, not as ritzy as that, but it's definitely like suburban.
You listen to this podcast because you love sports, you love the Saints, and you probably love to gamble. And if you love to gamble, MyBookie is the best online gambling experience there is. They have the safest online app. You can get gamble on anything you want. You can get gamble on the Super Bowl, basketball, the Pelicans, Zion, over under, how many three-pointers he's going to make. You can parlay different sports, any kind of bet you want to make. If you're a degenerate like me, you can parlay the Pelicans with EPL, British soccer. And right now, MyBookie has a special offer for Saints Happy Hour listeners. You get 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. Use the code CHAIR, go to mybookie.ag, and you get 100% sign-up bonus. Put in 200, get an extra 200 to play with. Mybookie.ag is the best online gambling site anywhere. Again, go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, and get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Here's my question to you, Andrew. How much more insane are the Taysom Hill rumors going to get? Like, is this like the peak? You know, if Taysom Hill was like running for president, is this as high as his poll numbers is going to get, his popularity in this offseason?
This is the peak. This is the peak if Drew Brees comes back. Yes, I think so. If Drew Brees retires, oh my God, Ralph. We haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Oh, it's full panic mode.
It's good to be the king.
I mean, if Drew Brees retires and the Saints don't tender him at a first-round level, I mean, Kevin, would there be panic in the streets?
If Drew Brees retires, they might skip tendering him and just franchise tag him.
What's the franchise tag, Andrew? Isn't it like?
I mean, I don't even know if you can do that, and it would be really stupid to do. So
I think it's like. I don't even know if
they'd be committing to like 1 year, 20-something million instead of six.
Kevin, I think there's like 30% of Saints fans that would be like, that's fine. We can't let him leave. Like, we got to tag him. Like, we got to pay Taysom Hill whatever. But
if if that happens, I think Loomis needs to be catapulted out of the city. I can't. If somehow or another Taysom Hill gets franchised,
that was a joke, Kevin.
I like the fact that you talked about let's work with this. So if you're gonna catapult him out of the city, like, do you have to tar and feather him first? It wouldn't be the worst thing Loomis has ever done, right? Andrew, he gave Jairus Byrd $60 million. he drafted Jean-Claude Baptiste or whatever the hell the corner was, right?
Well, at least Jairus Byrd, you could say that Loomis did him a solid because, at least he could afford his back surgery with all that money. he was kind of benevolent that way, right?
Here's the question, though. And a sort of serious football question, and I was thinking this today, Kevin. You know, the Saints, they kind of screwed around with the tender with Raphael Bush and Josh Hill and almost had them leave, right? So, do those experiences with the tender where, like, Atlanta tried to steal Raphael Bush, and didn't Loomis have to do all sorts of cap shenanigans to be able to match the Raphael Bush contract? Because they had like $4 in cap space.
Brother, you are asking the wrong guy about contract and cap deals for Raphael Bush.
I was trying to mix in Andrew there. But that aside.
Raphael Bush, side note, has a special place in my heart for allowing me to use my 25 Bush jersey for like another 4 years. He should go in the Saints Hall of Fame for that alone, for giving me more mileage out of that jersey.
He should at least win the Joe Giardelli Award for like community service or something.
Yeah. Yeah. For like 4 years, I was telling people that it was my Raphael Bush jersey. Yeah, yeah. And that was like my favorite joke.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
So, all right. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're not going to do like horrible Valentine's Day stories or that sort of thing. But
when is Valentine's Day?
Friday.
Oh, thanks.
Have you bought the chocolates? Do you have the babysitter lined up, Juge? Do you have everything on lockdown?
Yeah, that would be a negative.
Oh no. See.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
The one thing about
my wife
that's just the best is I said, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And she said, give me fucking money. And I was like, all right. So there you go. No romance. It's just going to be like $20 and we're good. No, but Kevin, back to the question. If you had to go on a Valentine's Day date with a Saints player, who'd be the most fun and who'd be the worst?
Oh, let's see. Who would be the most fun? Alvin Kamara would probably be the most fun because we could probably, just hang out, play skee ball, and eat a bunch of Airheads.
Oh, that does sound fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andrew?
And then, let's see.
Wasn't there some article about him at, like, midnight eating chicken wings in New Orleans East shirtless out in the street?
Yep.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Drew Brees would be the worst. Because he'd be pitching you Advocare.
He'd be pitching you Advocare, and he'd take you to fucking Jimmy John's.
And he probably even he'd be like, well, it's Jimmy John's, it's yours. Is it free? And he'd be like, no, we gotta go halvesies. Dutch, you know. So I definitely think Drew would be the worst. And he'd probably be like, I can't.
Drew, have I told you about my diamonds?
I know a guy who knows a guy. It's gonna kind of be like, he's kind of like Adam Sandler in Uncut, but
Was Drew Brees in on the Kevin Hauser deal too?
Yep.
Man, he's kind of gotten hosed now. The diamonds, Kevin Hauser. I mean, Advocare is kind of a crock, right?
Yeah, I think the thing. Well, then maybe we flip it around. Maybe Drew Brees could be the best Valentine's Day date, because if you were a scammer,
he's so gullible.
You could bilk him out of a couple hundred grand. So maybe he's the Valentine's Day.
You could give him a bottle of Andre, and just be like, "Oh yeah, this is a $300 bottle of champagne. I'm getting you the nicest champagne you've ever tasted in your life." Here, have this natural light. It's a vintage beer, very delicious.
Yeah, I think Drew Brees. You know, I'm trying to think offensive line.
Have,
I think
have this bottle of MD 20. 2018 was a great year. It's a vintage.
2020. It's
Mad Dog. No,
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. Oh no! I drank that shit a long time ago.
Yeah, what the kiwi strawberry was always a no go.
Oh shit! I when I was drinking it, there were no extra flavors. It was literally just the black and red label. That was it.
Well, they had red grape and white grape, right? That's where it started, and then they started getting flavors.
So. Yeah, fancy.
Yeah,
red grape is the way to go. You're gonna go Mad Dog. So. People in the chat room saying Drew Brees' retirement is still below zero. Yeah, Drew Brees can't retire, man. He's probably got, like, you know, more money to be made.
Well, I just want to say, so we're going back to your question about the best and the worst. I mean, how could you not want to take Alex Anzalone out?
I feel like Anzalone. Like if you took him and you tried to go to like putt-putt or something that had to do any physical activities, the chances of his shoulders just turning into dust would be really high. And then you'd feel terrible because you'd be like, now his career's over because he tried to putt-putt really hard to get the ball through the windmill and he tore a rotator cuff again. See, I think he'd be terrible. And you'd feel awful, and you'd be like, I'm sorry. And he'd be like, no, it's okay. But you could see he's wincing in pain. You know? It just, I don't know. I think it'd be bad.
Malcolm Brown, maybe? I mean, at least Malcolm Brown would eat.
It'd be fun. I think offensive lineman, defensive lineman, Kevin, would be the way to go. Because you could just eat and get drunk. You know?
Oh yeah, they'd probably take you out to a nice steak joint.
Yeah, see if you're with Brees, like even Morstead looks fun because you see him at the Irish Italian parade and he's drinking and he seems like he's a lot of fun. But then I listened to this podcast, this health podcast that he was on, where he basically said like, oh yeah, that's the only time I ever party. He's like, you know, I'll save it for like a special occasion here or there, but you know, in season, you know, I'm not having anything to drink and, you know, I have to be real disciplined about what I eat and how much I work out. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think when you look at Streif, who just opened Streif's up a brewery.
I think Streif's the best one because Streif,
yeah,
he's got the brewery. He probably will, like, give you the best food, the best beer, and, like, just, like, the end of the night, like, if you just want to go home, like, before anything gets really awkward, he'd probably, like, fall asleep. And then you could just mosey away, and it doesn't get awkward. You don't have to
I'm
worry
with
about
you. I think offensive linemen and defensive linemen are the way to go.
Yeah.
And the fat guys, too. Not like the lean, speedy guys like Cam Jordan.
No. You gotta go Malcolm Brown.
Warford would be great. Actually, Warford likes jazz music, too. I think he's a drummer or a guitarist, maybe. Warford would be high on my list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, is there any offensive lineman that you could think of? Because I can think of.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The ultimate.
Oh, deception! Oh, deception! Matt Ryan! Oh my God! Wie eine Puppe gibt er den Stiffarm und er fliegt auf den Boden. Hör doch mal auf.
See, I think Shy Tuttle, you could just watch that play over and over again and just do shots all night. I think it'd be the perfect date.
You know what? It would be great to take to go with Shy Tuttle to Oktoberfest.
Would be.
Fredo makes a great point. I mean, going to Anzalone to Olive Garden would really be the peak. I mean, I just can't imagine a better scenario.
Especially if it's Anzalone treating Dave.
We should make Dave ask Anzalone to Olive Garden on Twitter as his pay up for his bet.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, another thing
I can't decide if Ted Ginn is high or low on the list.
I don't know, man. I think Ted Ginn is either quietly like horrible, or he's like
he's got a little Joe Horn in him in terms
bachelor
of his
party
and his
hangover type fun. Like, I think Ted Ginn's one or the other. He isn't in between. Like, you're either like the worst date ever, or you're waking up in a gutter somewhere wearing women's panties and you don't have any hair on your head. But Ted Ginn. Am I wrong about that, Kevin?
With who? Which player?
Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn.
See, Kevin hears Ted G, and all he thinks is Ted Gregory.
Right. And at that point, I'm thinking you're casually going for a stroll down the sidewalk, and, you walk in an open manhole or something.
Oh, Jason Champagne. How did we not mention Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o.
Oh, that was such low-hanging fruit.
Manti Te'o. Tell you about his girlfriend who's dying of cancer. Get awkward.
I mean, he's never living that down, is he?
He's never. This is a Deadspin's greatest accomplishment.
Are we terrible people for bringing that up?
No. No. It wasn't like she really died of cancer. I mean, because she didn't exist. You know? Just saying.
I mean, you realize before he was fired, the answer was clearly Joe Vitt.
Yeah, that is true.
He'd have fun.
I feel like Joe Vitt, you could ask him the wrong question while you're on the date, and he could get really, really upset and potentially violent. And walk out and, like, leave you somewhere. You know?
Yeah, you don't want him to catch you in a lie. That's for sure.
Are you Sorello? So here's another question we had tonight. And this is sort of Valentine's Day themed, but not really. If you could have three football wishes, Kevin, what would they be? And you can the only caveat is that you cannot wish for the Saints to win 20 Super Bowls. You can wish for anything else you want, but you can't wish for the Saints to win the Super Bowl. I think my three wishes tell you everything you need to know about how horrible a person I am. But Kevin, what would be one of your wishes for the Saints? In football wishes for the Saints, but you can't wish for them to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so it's specifically about the Saints.
Or any, you know, it's got to be Saints related.
Okay. Like, for instance, could I wish that I hope Tom Brady retires now and Drew Brees still plays another couple of years?
Yeah, sure. To pad them records?
Yep. So that would be...
I'm surprised your first wish wasn't that Adrian Peterson tears both ACLs.
Yeah, but that's not really related to the Saints anymore, so...
I've got one that's pretty awful. My first wish is I want the Falcons never to win a Super Bowl. You know? That's my first Saints related
wish.
The
first place your mind goes is just despite the enemy.
You I've only begun to spite the Falcons. Andrew. I got two more wishes. We're gonna ramp this thing up. What's your first Saints related wish?
Can I wish for them to win the NFC Championship?
No.
You just said I couldn't wish for the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, you know.
I can wish for them to make the Super Bowl and then I'll take my chances, no?
No. It's got to be, like, you know, more specific.
Okay. I guess I'll wish. I mean, I'm so confident in Sean Payton. I know that some fans might not agree with me, but I'll say, how old is Sean Payton right now? Is he in his late 50s?
I think he just turned 50. I'll look at it.
No, he's got to be older than that, huh? He didn't just turn 50. He's got to be like 53 or something.
You're correct. He's 56. I was completely wrong.
56. All right. I'll say that I wish for 15 more years with Sean Payton as head coach.
Man, that'd be get you to 70. Wow. That would be how does that mean he'd be Saints coach for 30 years? God damn. Kevin, your next Saints related wish.
Shit. Boy, that's a good one. Boy, I am really racking my brain here.
Well, you can think of yours.
Yeah.
And you can think of yours. I got my next one.
All right.
I want the Carolina Panthers to turn into the Cleveland Browns. So you just get 20 years of absolute suckingness out of them. I got Atlanta never winning the Super Bowl. I got Carolina turning into the Browns. So I got two of the three NFC South teams just a dumpster fire. And even if the Saints are good or bad, we can always mock our enemies. And that is like 50% of the enjoyable of football to me right now. I want to be able to mock my enemies. So now I've ruined two of the three NFC South teams. Kevin, have you thought of another wish? Dude, I need the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah, you might need the Jeopardy music. Like, I've got, I feel like I've got nothing here.
Did Ralph already say his second? Sorry, I think I missed that.
Yeah.
What was your second?
I wanted to turn the Panthers into the Cleveland Browns.
Do the Cleveland Browns become decent because of this?
No. My third one is just a cherry on top. It'll be great. Kevin, have you thought of a wish for the Saints related?
That was not me, by the way, making that noise. I am here making very little noise.
Kevin, I mean, at this point, just pick like the Falcons locker room to have a MSRA or a MRSA outbreak or something.
I mean, I don't know. Like, for the city and the ownership to come to a, I don't know, 100-year agreement on keeping the team in town.
Ooh, I like that one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a real good one. That's strong.
Yeah. What's your next one, Andrew? That would be nice for the podcast, because if the Saints ever move out of New Orleans, like, we turn the lights out on this shit. Like, I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. If the Saints fucking move to Portland, fucking I'm done with them.
Oh yeah. I would say my next wish is that I wish for the heir of Drew Brees to break all his records.
That's a good one. So like, Taysom Hill, he'd have to play till he's like 45, 46.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who they get. They just, I mean, you know, they may decide, like, maybe it's Taysom Hill gets injured and is in the first game and they have some UDFA and the UDFA ends up breaking all of Breeze's records. I mean, however it works out, I don't really care.
My next
I just want a Hall of Fame quarterback to replace Breeze.
My next wish is, I don't even know if it's possible with NFL rules or whatever, but I want Daniel Snyder to buy the Bucks. I want Daniel Snyder to buy the Bucks, and he can do for the Bucks what he's done for the Redskins. And he took the Redskins, who were one of the model franchises of the 80s. They won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, which is just fucking ridiculous. And he has turned them into a dumpster fire and a laughingstock simultaneously. He could do that for the Bucks. So I have turned the Bucks into, I've got Daniel Snyder owning the Bucks. I have the Carolina Panthers turning into the Browns, and I have Atlanta never winning a Super Bowl. I think the Saints may win 10 straight NFC South titles, and like five of them, they'll be 8-8. It won't even matter. See, you people think that I'm all about the Saints winning, and that I am, but mostly I just want to see pain inflicted upon the other teams in the NFC South. Like, that's what I want, especially Atlanta. I hope that when I die or I'm in the retirement home, I can, my last breath, I take it knowing that the Falcons didn't win a Super Bowl. That's what I want out of life. So,
I support this.
Juge, what is your third one?
I haven't said it yet. Have you said your third yet?
Fredo says Joe Burrow.
I have
Joe
not
Burrow.
Said my third one.
You have? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I have not.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to hope you were going to go ahead.
I will.
Fredo says, I wish the Falcons are 7-9 forever.
I mean, am I allowed to say something ridiculous like Fredo said in the chat, something like I get to resurrect the Dome Patrol?
My other wish was going to say, I was going to say I wanted John Meekum to own the Falcons. But you know what really should have been one of my wishes, instead of saying Atlanta never would win a Super Bowl, actually, my wish for Atlanta should have, or Saints related, should have been that the Falcons blowing a 25-point, well, actually, the Falcons doing this.
Just to make it 28-3. Bryant knocks it through. Arthur Blank loving it, up by 25.
The Falcons do, my wish should have been for that the Falcons blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl, that's not the worst thing that ever happens to their fan base. That should have been my wish for Atlanta.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to go with. I kind of hate the Patriots. Like, I'm so sick of them winning. And their fans, like, I hate their fans because they're so spoiled and, like, they go nuts if the Patriots go 11-5 and lose in the first round of the playoffs, like, the sky is falling. So, I mean, these asshole fans deserve this. So, my third wish is actually I'm going to send the Patriots to London. They're going to fucking move to London. And let's see how these Boston fans feel about not having a team.
They're not our team anymore. The Tories have stolen them. So, Kevin, do you have one more, or should we just go straight?
Yes,
to
I do. No, I've got go. It. I've go got ahead. It, and it's perfect. It's flawless. It's amazing.
Okay, go.
For the next 10 years, for the next 10 years,
I mean, whatever you're gonna say, just make it eternity.
Okay, sure. I hope that in every draft moving forward, the Saints, in at least one round, trade down.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it.
Oh. I love you, Kevin, because here's the thing. Kevin realized that my wishes weren't really about the Saints. They were just about my needs. So then Kevin said, well, that's what I'm going to do. I want to enjoy the draft. And so, Kevin, you did it. You made your dreams come true, trading down.
I should have said that the Superdome abolish all IPA sales inside the stadium.
Kevin, one of these years, the Saints are going to trade down. It'll happen.
Nah. It's not happening.
It might. It just takes one team.
They're going to get a comp pick before they trade down, Ralph.
Have they ever had a comp pick? Ever?
I think like two in like 20 years.
Here's a good question from Alfredo.
Can I change one of my wishes to, instead of giving away towels, you know, and like free programs or whatever, you know, like sometimes late in the season, you'll have like something sitting on your seat. Like, could I pick like that? I wish the Saints would give away a tennis racket instead.
you literally would be the only person at the fucking Superdome excited about that. Have a picture.
People would be pissed.
By the way, everybody, thanks to all the patrons who support the show. If you donated at the $10 level the last 3 months, you have a sticker on the way. And I believe there are three people of you that, including Andrew's father, who have a coffee mug with the Forever 28-3 graphic design that we had Anthony make for us. You have that on your coffee mug. You get to drink every morning and remember that Atlanta blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. How great is that? But you can, $7 a month, you can podcast every day, and you get swag. It's fun. do it. Support us. It makes us be able to do cool things. We did the live show. We're trying to do another one later in 2020. The supporting the show helps us do those cool things. So thank you. If you don't support the show, think about doing so. All right. So Kevin Alfredo says
there's a couple things in the chat I got to read real quick because okay, these are real funny. Joey Russo wants Jerry Jones to own the Falcons. That's kind of goes with your Snyder one, which is pretty funny. Jason Champagne said, just for Kevin, he wishes that Trey Hendrickson changes his last name to Down. So he's Trey Down. That's pretty good. And then Fredo, I mean, that's the ticket, man. He says all drinks in the Superdome are $1. So dollar dome foams. That's actually the best one, probably. I like that one.
See, though, if you have every drink as a dollar and you have what happened in the 2019 NFC Championship again, or 2018, you would have a dead officiating crew. And, you know, that can end badly. Here's a question, though, Kevin. Or, Andrew, you can answer this. What do you think could conceivably make an offer? Which team? And would it be worth it for the likes of KC or New England to add his versatility for a first rounder?
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous about the Bears, but I really do think the Saints are going to tender him at the first round level. And so, you know, once you get in the 20s, I think that's where the danger is. And so you're talking about good teams. And so it's just a question of what vision do these teams have for Taysom? You know, how would they want to use him? Because, you know, everyone wants to say, well, Sean Payton's the only one that's figured out how to use him. But he's kind of given the blueprint to everyone else, right, on how to use Taysom Hill. So now there's teams that can envision it and say, oh, well, you know, actually he can help us in our offense. I still think, I mean, if you watch Taysom Hill play, I still think that if he was a full-time tight end, like if some team traded for him and just said, you're going to be a receiving tight end for us, I think he would be freaking awesome at it. I really do. I mean, he caught – how many touchdown catches did he have this year? Seven? Six or seven, yeah. So I think if that was ramped up to where he was just a full-time H-back tight end type of guy, I think he would be really, really productive. So, I mean, when you ask me – I mean, the first team that comes to mind is the Patriots because we don't know what's going to happen with Brady. And I just think Belichick would want him even if Brady came back potentially. You know, I just think that's like a wrinkle in their offense. Like they really struggle. They tried to make it work with a bunch of tight ends and receivers this year. They even brought back Ben Watson. They tried Josh Gordon. They tried Antonio Brown. I mean, they were desperate for like another playmaker on their offense. And I just think Taysom Hill would fit well with how creative the Patriots are. So that's definitely a place. You know, the Dolphins pick 26 and they've already got a pick higher in the draft. So it just makes you wonder, like, would they
give up
26?
Here's the thing though. You can't, when you
oh, you have to go the higher pick, right?
It's your pick. So the Dolphins can't be like, oh, you get a first round pick. We get to pick which one you get. No. The Saints would get the fifth pick in the draft or whatever it is. So that's...
Man, would the 49ers move on from Garoppolo and give up their 31st pick overall to get Taysom? Is that crazy?
Yes. That would break the fucking internet, man. It would just ESPN, like, first take would just turn into molten lava and come out of your TV. Like, it would just pour forth and burn your house to the ground.
That was a dumb idea. But the Chiefs is not, you know, Andy Reid would probably get excited about that prospect.
Yeah. This is an interesting one.
I still think it's a long shot, though. Seriously, Sean Payton said on that podcast with Peter King, I think it was, that, you know, he kind of, or maybe it was Florio, but he said he expected a team in the low 20s, high 30s high 20s, low 30s to maybe make a run for Taysom Hill. I don't really see that happening.
I just think while he's an amazing player, I can't see a team saying, I'm giving up a first round pick for a guy that, like, because remember, Lena, you get 5 years of a rookie. So, like, I would give up, you know, a 21, 22 year old for 5 years to sign Taysom Hill to whatever they're going to sign him to, which, you know, would probably be like a 2 year, 3 year deal max. And he's a 30 year old player. I just think that's a tough sell, you know?
Kevin, I know you love to trade down, but how enticing is a first round pick for Taysom Hill to you?
Yeah, would you pass on matching Kevin in order to take the pick?
Like, if the Patriots did it, you could have pick 23 and 24. Like, how thrilling would that be for you?
Well, I mean, it would be pretty nice, although I probably would take – I would probably keep one of the first-round picks and trade the other one.
I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. If they get 20 – if Taysom Hill walks to the Patriots, the Saints let him go for a first-round pick, and they're picking 23 and 24, that's going to lose its excitement real fast when they package both of them to move up to 17, because that's what's fucking happening.
Dude, you just took an ice pick and jammed it into Kevin's heart and watched him bleed out on the floor like the Joker did to that guy.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. You're just a horrible person, though. I mean, he's not wrong. Is it true that this is from Don. Is it true the Saints have the longest consecutive division title streak in NFC South history? No, Carolina won three in a row. They just had that 7-8-1 year in the sandwiched in the middle. You know? Because they won.
What are the Saints are at three in a row now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because Carolina won in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Because they went 12-4 in 2013, 7-8-1 in 2014, and then 15-1 in 2015. But if the Saints can get it, it'd be four straight division titles.
And the Falcons won in 16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's it. You know, the thing is, with the draft, I think, and this is another question. Who do you see the Saints taking, a wide receiver or corner in the first round? I just think you can't really predict the Saints draft until you sort of see what they do in free agency. And also too, you have to fit. Like, we don't know what they're going to do at quarterback, right, Kevin? We think Drew's coming back, right? But if Drew retires and weird shit happens where either Teddy or Taysom end up leaving, then you're only left with one of them. Then quarterback becomes this gaping hole on your roster where you sort of get pigeonholed into that in the draft. So we just don't know. But Kevin, besides obviously trading up, is there any position that the Saints would take where you'd be like, God damn it, I hate that?
That they would take?
Yeah, like a position where you'd be like, oh, I don't like that.
You're not allowed to say kicker or punter.
Yeah, I'm. Oh no, I'm not. And this is assuming they keep their first round pick, like what they would use it on. Yeah.
It's assuming they pick at 24 that they don't move up. Are they not moving back? Come on, let's be serious.
You know what? I think maybe the only thing I could think of that would maybe tick me off. I mean, maybe it's stupid, but I think I would be annoyed if they took a running back.
That's fair. I mean, because you feel like you can get one. Like, you feel like you can get one later, you know, and you don't want to burn
it. Yeah. Right.
You guys do realize that first round pick in 2021 is as good as gone.
Oh, totally. Is there? Andrew, this is a fun question. And this, Jason Champagne, he talked about it in the chat room, but He talks about the Saints trading package 23 and 24 for Burrow, and Louisiana goes totally apeshit. That's true. But expanding on that before we get out of here, if the Saints somehow got Joe Burrow, is there any trade package that Saints fans wouldn't be okay with? Like, where would be the line where people in Louisiana would be like, that is fucking too much for Joe Burrow. I can't believe they did that. Like, where's the line?
What I told you I thought it would take would be two firsts. So the first this year, the first next year, Kamara and Lattimore. Like, that's what it would take to get him.
See, I think I draw the line at Lattimore.
Do you think the Bengals take that, first of all? Because, I mean, we're talking about the 23rd pick, and, like, the Saints are probably going to be good this year. So, you know, you're talking about maybe two first-round picks in the 20s, but then you get Lattimore and Kamara.
I don't think Cincinnati would want players because they have to pay them. Like, I think Mike Brown would be like, why do I want players? I have to give them money. I want picks. You know?
So then what? Two firsts and two seconds?
Yeah.
Would that be enough?
I would do that. Like, that wouldn't scare me. Like, when you said Lattimore, that would scare me to give away Lattimore. You know?
I just, well, first of all, we don't even have a second round pick. So yeah, I don't think the Saints have the ammunition. I really don't.
Kevin, are you just silently crying, or are you having sweats thinking about the Saints doing insanity to get Burrow? Because not only would it ruin the draft for this year, it would ruin the subsequent years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of petrified at that.
Kevin is like this.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
That's Kevin's thought process whenever we talk about trading up. He just gets enraged because he knows that it's probably accurate. Like, I feel like Kevin, we had the last couple of years talked ourselves that, like, the Saints could trade down. Like, maybe this is the year. And that has, like, been totally beaten out of us. I think if the Saints don't draft any LSU players on offense this year, like, that hope is going to be beaten out of us. Because if the Saints won't draft LSU players when they won the national championship on offense with the guy who worked for Sean Payton, they're never going to draft LSU offensive players ever. You know? So I feel like that's my dream, and that's about to get...
I'm on the board. In fact, I can't believe one of my wishes wasn't. I wish that the Saints draft LSU players. That definitely should have been on my list of wishes. But I agree with you, Ralph. I mean, this has got to be it. Like, if they're going to do it, especially at 24, like, let's say Jefferson is there. Like, that just seems like it would be such an obvious pick for them. But, man... I just want to say, like, you're depressing me. I don't want to lose Taysom Hill. Like, this this whole theory, these hypotheticals, like, stop it.
Here's the thing. They're gonna tender him at a first round level, and that's going to destroy his market. And no team is gonna go within 10 yards of him because they're not giving up a first. Teams are risk averse. The Saints aren't. Most NFL teams are risk averse, and they're not going to give up a first round pick for a 29-year-old guy. Like, they're just team. You know, you can talk yourself into it, and it makes sense in the hypothetical. But look at what NFL teams do. They're risk fucking averse. They just, so once the Saints put that first round tender on him, it's over.
When Sean Payton said on that podcast that he believes there's a team late in the first round that would make an offer to Taysom Hill. He's basically letting everyone know. I think he said that on purpose, and he said it to let everyone know we're tendering him at the first round, so don't even bother making him part of your offseason plans because it's going to take a first. And the second thing he's letting everyone know is if you sign him, I'm matching it, so don't bother. I really think he's throwing caution to the wind, and that is calculated, and it is specific to letting everyone else in the league know we're tendering him at the first round level. and we're matching any offer that you guys put out there. I really think that was the purpose of that. And I think sometimes when you don't know, right, if you're not sure, like, hey, could they possibly give him a second round tender? And you know, you start to make it part of your offseason plan. Whereas when he throws caution to the wind like that, maybe that influences teams and saying, yeah, we're not going to give a first to Taysom Hill. And so they move on. And so if they're looking for a quarterback, you know, then they start looking more seriously at Phillip Rivers or Dak Prescott or Cam Newton or Teddy Bridgewater or whatever.
Teddy Bridgewater ends up in Tampa, I'm going to have a sad.
But don't you think Sean Payton specifically did that as kind of a caution to the wind?
I think so, Kevin. Do you think so?
Or is yes.
Kevin, yeah. I mean, but anyway, guys, this has been the show tonight. It's been fun. We got a little ridiculous with the wishes. It was great, but it's the off season. We're only about 4 more weeks of free agency. But the good news is we're getting to the middle of February, so Drew Brees has said he's going to make up his mind. So listen, you should become a patron. So when any time breaking Saints news happens, we're fucking first. Our podcast is up before anybody else. And all that costs is $7 a month. And you get a koozie, a magnet, and all kinds of other fun stuff. You should do it. So for Dave, who was at dinner with the family and MIA. For Kevin, who came back and joined us for the first time in a couple weeks. We love it when Kevin joins us. It makes the show much more fun. And for Andrew, straight off the tennis court after humiliating a 55-year-old woman. I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Go Battlehawks!